Most Christians have heard about the Annunciation to Mary. As told in Luke's Gospel, the Archangel Gabriel appears to the young woman, the young virgin, and proclaims, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." It's become a prayer in many Christian traditions. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. When I was a kid, I thought that was fruit of the loom, but it doesn't work that way. Holy Mary, Mother of God, the prayer continues, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. That the Hail Mary comes from Luke's Annunciation, the Annunciation of the angel Gabriel unto Mary. It's a very famous passage. You hear about it at this time of the year. It's a beautiful scripture. It speaks about Mary's willingness to give of herself, to say yes to the calling to bear God into the world, to reveal God to the world, to set herself aside and become, in a sense, the first evangelist, bringing the love of God to all. In other words, we are called by the Annunciation to Mary. We are called by her willingness to accept the calling. We are called to follow her example and allow Christ to be born metaphorically in the womb of our hearts, so that we can then bear the Christ child to all. It's an important message. The message that is usually missed this time of year is the message that comes from Matthew's gospel, the message of the Annunciation to Joseph. It's one that we know is there. We've heard about it. We've read it from time to time. But it just doesn't grab us as much as an angel appearing to this young woman, this young virgin, this young girl, and she saying, "Let it be with me according to your will." It just doesn't grab us as much. But today we're going to look at that. We're going to look at the Annunciation to Joseph as found in Matthew's gospel. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." Joseph and Mary, they weren't married yet. They were engaged to be married. They weren't married yet. "Do not be afraid to take her as your wife, for the child conceived in her." They're not married yet, and yet she's pregnant. Once upon a time, that would have been an occasion for, ooh. Nowadays, we go, "Oh, what big deal?" In the first century BC, that was occasion for stoning. He shouldn't have taken her to wed. He should have taken her out, accused her, and had her killed. That was his responsibility. That's why the angel came to him and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Wow. I mean, we just read through that and go, "Oh, how nice that's. That's just sweet. The child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." About 5 or 6 years later, I'm going to be a little bit nervous about spanking that child when that child takes that cookie out of the cookie jar. I'm going to be a little bit nervous about disciplining that child. This child is from the Holy Spirit? Ooh. Don't be afraid. Yeah, right, angel. Easy for you to say. She will bear a son. I'm sure he's glad to hear that. She will bear a son. And you are to name him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. You are to name him Yeshua in Hebrew. A very common name amongst the Jews. We translate that into English usually as Joshua. Yeshua is a contraction of the Hebrew name for the divine, for God, for the divinity, Yahweh, and the action saves. Yeshua means Yahweh saves, Yahweh delivers, Yahweh delivers from disaster, Yahweh saves. You are to name him Yahweh Saves. And it's rather helpful here because the angel then explains what Yeshua means. For he will save his people from their sins. Huh. Wow. My son's going to be the one who saves the people from their sins. The boy that I will raise as my son, whom I will name Yeshua, will save the people from their sins. He will do what his name describes. But we're not done here, because then the evangelist interprets, pulls from the Old Testament, from the prophet, and interprets something else. How Yeshua saves. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Emmanuel, the with us God. The God who is with us. The God who resides with us. The God who is with us and within us. The God who is right here, not off on some throne up in heaven, distant from us, distant from our experiences, distant from our circumstances, incapable of understanding our needs, our fears, our dreams, our hopes. But a God who is right here with us, sharing our daily lives, sharing our experiences, knows what it means to cry and be cold, knows what it means to be happy and warm in family, knows what it means to be faced with difficulties, knows what it means to scratch your head and say, what next? Knows what it means to be one of us and sharing our human condition. Not a distant God watching us from a distance, but a with us God right here in our midst. Indeed, Yahweh saves us by being with us. Yahweh saves us by coming to be with us, to share with us our hopes and dreams and fears. And then take our place and the penalty we deserve for our sins and dies for them and for us. Yahweh saves by being the with us God, by coming so that we might know that we are not alone. This season can be difficult. For many people, there is not a single person in this sanctuary who at some point in their lives will not be touched by the death of a loved one, a friend, a companion. I can remember how difficult it was to get my brain around the idea of death when I was a child. Until a pet died. And I felt like my best friend had been taken from me. Every one of us faces the unknowns of life, faces the pain and the anguish of the loss of loved ones and friends and family, faces the unknown of the loss of a job, faces the unknown of what's going to happen tomorrow. But the story and the proclamation that Yahweh saves us by being with us tells us that we face these disasters, these fears, these pains, these anguishes, not alone, but with God. The story of Christmas, the story of the incarnation of God, the coming of God to be with us, is the story of the with us God. God who comes to be with us and within us. The God who saves, who is with us, whom we are called to share with others by acting, by being, by proclaiming, and being Christ to others. The Christ child comes not as the son of a prince or governor, not as the son of a military ruler, not as the son of a priest, not as the son of a merchant, a wealthy man or woman, not as the son of some legal scholar, not as the son of a president, not as some important person. He comes as the son of one of us, a skilled laborer, a carpenter. Comes as one of us, calling us to share the love of God with all. He comes as one of us to be with us, to share our lives with us, to die for us, so that we can then share our lives in the love of God with others. Yeshua, Yahweh saves, Emmanuel, the with us God. Yahweh saves by being with us, by God being with us. Take that simple, simple kernel of truth with you through this Christmas. Take that very simple kernel of truth that this story is about, this proclamation is about, this message is about God breaking into this world to be with us, to live with us and within us, so that we can share that very love, the light and grace of God, the life of the Eternal One with others. As you approach this Christmas and we celebrate the incarnation of God with us, I encourage you to be open to the call of that Christ child, to the call to be the hands and the feet and the lips and the heart of that Christ child, so that others might hear and receive the love of God. Yeshua, Yahweh saves, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus truly is God with us. May we be the real presence of Jesus to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information, or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.